Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting third. The third baseman, Eddie Mathews. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Burdett. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Lou Burdett. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The first baseman, Andre Rogers. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mel Roach. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Brewer. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Jim Brewer. And now, play ball. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cimoli hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Mathews takes first base on ball 4. Cimoli moves to second. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There goes Cimoli. The throw from Taylor and he is out, Santo applying the tag. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Aaron strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ashburn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Banks is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 3-2. McMillan hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Altman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cimoli who is chasing the ball. Altman reaches third base with a triple. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Altman scores. One out. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Santo hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Roach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Burdett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Burdett hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cimoli is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cimoli hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mel Roach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Roach hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Brewer hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Matthews is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Matthews hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Aaron is 0-for-1 in the game. Aaron is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Cubs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Altman hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Adcock is 0-for-1 in the game. Adcock takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks misplays the ball. That's an error on Banks. Adcock moves to second. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Adcock scores. McMillan moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Cubs. Lou Burdett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Burdett is 0 for 1 in the game. Burdett strikes out. 2 outs. Gino Cimoli batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cimoli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cimoli takes first base on ball 4. White moves to second. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bowling is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowling is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mel Roach is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Roach is 0 for 1 in the game. Roach hits a fly ball into center field. Cimoli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Brewer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Brewer is 0 for 1 in the game. Brewer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Ashburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burdett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Mathews is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mathews hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rogers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mathews for the out. 1 out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Aaron is 0 for 2 in the game. Aaron hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Aaron reaches second base with a double. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Adcock is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Adcock hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Braves, 3, Cubs, 3. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. McMillan is 0 for 2 in the game. McMillan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McMillan moves to third. Barney Schultz now pitching. Lou Burdett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Burdett is 0 for 2 in the game. Burdett hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rogers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Altman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Altman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 3. The Braves will come to bat. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Simulai is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Simulai hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Bowling is 0-for-3 in the game. Bowling strikes out. 2 outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Matthews is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Matthews strikes out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Matthews. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Matthews steals second. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Aaron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Aaron is walked intentionally. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of 0-0. The ball gets by Taylor for a passed ball. Matthews moves to third. Aaron moves to second. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Adcock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Adcock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 3. The Braves will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas strikes out. Taylor drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Thomas out. 1 out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 2-2. McMillan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McMillan strikes out. 2 outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of 1-2. White is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. White is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Will pinch hits for Mel Roach. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Will hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Aaron. Will reaches second base with a double. Jerry Kindle pinch hits for Barney Schultz. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burdett fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. 1 out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Ashburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Rodgers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rodgers hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thomas. Rodgers reaches second base with a double. Ashburn moves to third. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks is walked intentionally. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Altman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Altman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simulai, who is chasing the ball. Altman reaches third base with a triple. Ashburn scores. Rodgers scores. Banks goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Cubs. Bob Buell now pitching. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Anderson now pitching. Jerry Kindle now playing second base. Al Spangler pinch hits for Bob Buell. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Spangler is called out on strikes. 1 out. Lee May pinch hits for Gino Simulai. Lee May is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Boyd pinch hits for Frank Bowling. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Boyd hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. May moves to second. Don Elston now pitching. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Matthews is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Matthews hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Aaron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Aaron hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Altman. Aaron reaches second base with a double. May scores. Boyd goes all the way around to score. It's 6-5, Cubs. Glenn Hobby now pitching. Joe Adcock batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Adcock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Milwaukee Braves, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley F. Field in Chicago.